It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
DePaul to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. Back here at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, the Islanders a winner tonight. 4-3, they get the overtime goal at 1:54 from Jordan Eberle. So the Kings on this road trip have yet to win, and now two regulation losses and the loss here tonight, and they have one game left. That will be Monday in Philadelphia. Three stars of the game tonight are third star Kings right winger Tyler Toffoli, who had a goal and an assist, both coming in the first period. For Toffoli, his 15th goal and 9th assist. Tyler Toffoli is star number one. The second star with the game-winning goal in overtime is Jordan Eberle. The goal for the veteran right winger is 13th of the season. And the number one star, their captain, he's been a star on many nights for the Islanders over the years. 3 points tonight, a goal and 2 assists. John Tavares now with 40 points on the season. 3 points for Tavares, star number one. Jordan Eberle, the overtime winner, star number two. And Tyler Toffoli of the Kings, a goal and an assist, is star number three. Time right now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. And it came midway through the third period. Jordan Eberle feeds it off on right wing. Bernier will dump it in down low. Eberle hit hard behind the net by Forbert. And the puck is picked up and cleared down by Drew Doughty.
That was a big hit, Forbert on Eberle. But then Eberle got his revenge, if you will. He wound up with the overtime winner. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere, it's the taste of fun. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the highlights. Islanders win at 4-3 in overtime. L.A. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime, good times, all the time. Postgame show continues here in Brooklyn. The Islanders win at 4-3. Kings had a 2-0 lead in this game in the first period, and it was at 12:56 of the first period that the Kings started the scoring. Faced out in the right corner by Kempe. Kempe with the puck. Kempe looking for a play. Turn, shoots, deflects, tipped, and a stop by Greiss. I think Pearson got a tip on it. Fantenberg up high. A shot deflects wide. Now Pearson out to Fantenberg with another shot, and he scores! Oscar Fantenberg set up in the high slot. Took a low drive that beat Thomas Greiss. So the Kings defenseman in the lineup for the first time in about 2 weeks starts the scoring here tonight. The goal at 12:56 of the first period. Oscar Fantenberg, and the Kings are up 1-0.
And for Oscar, his second goal of the year, Pearson and Toffoli earning the assists. Kings were working on the power play later in the first period when they made it 2-0. Kings quickly gain entry, look to set it up. Toffoli left circle, shoots, and scores! Tyler Toffoli was allowed to gain entry into the zone right up the middle. He drifted to the left circle, stopped up, looked for a play, and then decided to shoot. And he beat Greiss on the glove side. And the Kings, with a power play goal, have now built a 2-0 lead here in the first period.
And for Toffoli, his 15th goal of the year, Doughty and Kemper, the goaltender, earning the assists. So the Kings, with a good start, up 2-0. But right before the period ended, the Islanders got on the board.
Bailey now for Tavares outside the right faceoff circle. Brings it out to the blue line. Sends it across to DeHaan. Left point, a shot! Score! Josh Bailey was in front. He may have got a tip on it. So the Islanders get a goal here with 49.3 seconds left in the period. DeHaan from the left point let the shot go, and Bailey cruising in front gets a tip on it. 2-1 Kings.
And for Bailey is ninth, DeHaan and Tavares with the assist at 19:10. So the score at the end of one, 2-1 Kings. A scoreless second period. And then in period three, we had a lot of excitement. Islanders had the first power play of period three, and at 4:15, the Islanders were able to tie the game. So Barzal out with Letty, Bailey, Lee, and Tavares. Islanders power play, Bailey, a feed for Barzal into the zone to Bailey, left wing to Barzal in the slot, shot block, rebound, score! Tavares. The shot in the slot was blocked and it deflected right to John Tavares at the right circle, and he hammered it home. No chance for Kemper, and John Tavares, the longtime Islander captain, has tied this game at two apiece.
With his 19th goal of the year, Lee and Bailey, his line mates, that's a great line, with the assist on the power play goal at 4:15. Then, as regulation was winding down, much like we saw last night at Madison Square Garden, the Kings allowed their opponents to get a lead late in the third.
Lee knocked down by Muzzin. Puck to Tavares in the high slot. Leaves it on the right side for Pulock. His shot in front. Deflects, score. Anders Lee. Pulock took the shot from the right side. It was knocked down, and Lee picked it up and roofed it from in tight. With 3:16 left to play in regulation, the Islanders have their first lead tonight. They're up 3-2.
And for Lee, his 20th goal of the year, Pulock and Tavares with the assist. Again, that goal at 16:44. Time was winding down in regulation. The Kings pulled the goaltender, and the Kings were able to tie it up.
Down low to Kopitar to the net. He centers the puck. It's blocked by Boychuk. On his knees, he clears it to the blue line. Held in, Martinez. A shot save. Rebound, a scramble. Score! Kings have tied the game with 13 seconds left.
And in that scramble, it was Kopitar getting credit for the goal. We had thought it was Doughty, but it was Kopitar, his 17th, from Brown and Martinez to force the overtime. And then in overtime, after Kopitar was stopped on a breakaway 20 seconds in, the Islanders won it at 1:54.
And the Islanders turn it over, and here come the Kings to center. Kempe in the zone to Toffoli, right circle, a shot over the net. And the other way, New York. Barzal in the zone with Eberle. Barzal to Eberle. Shoots. Scores. Eberle wins the game in overtime for the Islanders as the Islanders finished a 2-on-1 rush. The goal coming at 1:54 here in overtime. Jordan Eberle, and the Islanders win it tonight 4-3.
And that's the final, obviously. Jordan Eberle with his 13th goal of the year. We'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers when we come back. LA Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Postgame show continues here in Brooklyn. Barclays Center, 4-3. The Islanders win it in overtime on the goal by Jordan Eberle. Final shots, Islanders had 33, the Kings 29. The winning goaltender, Thomas Greiss, he improves to 9-4-2. The loser in overtime, Darcy Kemper, his record 5-0-3. So Kemper has points in all eight of his starts as a King, 5-0-3. The last King to start a season without a regulation loss in his first eight decisions, Martin Jones, in 2013-14, won his first eight NHL starts. So Darcy Kemper now 5-0-3. On home ice, the Islanders, one of the better home teams in the league this year, and tonight started a five-game homestand. They are now 10-2-2 at home, and on the road, the Kings fall to 10-5-2. Power plays, the Kings had three. They were 1 of 3. Tyler Toffoli, the power play goal back in the first period. The Islanders were 1 of 5. Tavares, the power play goal in the third period. Now around the NHL, final score at home, Carolina beat the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 2-1. In overtime, another win for the Flyers. The Kings will be in Philadelphia Monday to wrap up the trip. Flyers have won six straight.
2-1 in overtime, the Flyers over Dallas. Ottawa in the outdoor game in Canada with Montreal shut out the Canadiens 3-0 tonight. The Blues shut out Winnipeg in St. Louis 2-0 despite giving up 48 shots to the Jets. Blues 2 and the Jets nothing. In overtime, the Rangers get a goal from Matt Zuccarello, beat Boston in Boston 3-2. This afternoon, the Oilers beat Minnesota 3-2. Underway shortly, Nashville at Calgary. And mid-second period in Colorado, the Lightning and the Avalanche are scoreless. And mid-third period in Washington, the Capitals have battled back, a 2-2 tie with Anaheim. And mid-third period in Arizona, Pittsburgh has a 2-1 lead over the Coyotes. And here tonight, the Kings got goals from Fantenberg, Toffoli, and Kopitar. The Islanders got goals from Bailey, Tavares, Lee, and in overtime, Jordan Eberle to win it at 154-43 is the final. Want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Keith McElhannon tonight, our on-site producer, Matt Shortis. And next up for the Kings, Monday in Philadelphia with the Flyers at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3:30 with the pregame, 4 o'clock play-by-play, right here on Talk Radio 790, KBC, and the Kings Radio Network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night. The final score once again in overtime, the Islanders 4 and the Kings 3. So long, everybody.